Okay, today's daf is of Ayin Dalid. I told today's daf, Zeche Nishmas, my wife's grandmother, Leah Bas Meir, whose first year at is today. And as every year, Erev Pesach, Zeche Nishmas, my great-grandfather, Harav Shmuel Ben Harav David, who was killed by the Nazis today, Erev Pesach, 1941, 42, I'm not sure. Okay. So, we are on the Mishnah, on daf Ayin Dalid. Our Mishnah is now counting things that are Asr Bahana, and they asr what things that are, things that themselves are asr na, and then they fall into a mixture, and they asr what they fall into the mixture. The elu, these are asurin, these things are things that are asr bahana, the osurin mikoshu, and they fall into a mixture, they fall into a mixture, they asr the mixture, no matter how small the amount falls in. Rashi says, kol makom shen it's arvu sham, afilu echad ve'elef, any place they fall in, even 1 to 1,000, lo batil, they do not become nullified, ve'osin esakol, and they asr everything, ekulon, everything. Number one that we've seen before, yayin nesach, you have yayin nesach. Rashi says, but this is not yayin nesach that spills into, that's just pouring and spilling into, as we said the other day, it's kama kama batil. He says, Rashi says here, is chavis be'elef chavius. You have one barrel of yayin nesach that gets mixed up with 1,000 barrels of kosher wine. You don't know which one barrel is which. The whole mixture is aser. Va'avos kochavim, and also avos kochavim. Rashi says, what's that? It's surah sha'avdua. It's the actual item that mix up. Then it's arba be'elav surah she'en avos kochavim. That gets mixed up with 1,000 things that were not worshipped. The oros levuvin, we mentioned before, that was the skins, the hides that they cut out by the heart, so clearly that they were used by that they were used, right? So this oros levuvin, he says the havi not right, says the havu nami suri hanok the martin bein mamidim. We saw that in daf chavtes. What also is included is shor niskal. So if you have a shor that kills an animal and it's nigbar dino lemisa, it's aser b'ana. If that shor gets mixed up with 1,000 other shoros or shvarim, right? Then the kulan osurin egla arufa. Not sure how that works, but you have an egla. Is it the egla arufa that's been set aside to be egla arufa? You have an egla arufa that was killed. I mean, if it got killed, it got chopped off of the back of the head. So I'm not sure how it's not distinguishable from other pieces. Most animals are not killed that way. But the egla arufa, the tzipore mitzora, the birds of the mitzora. So the mitzora hasn't been these birds, but when on his yom tahara, the day that he's becoming purified, these birds are asr bahana. I guess if these birds get mixed up with 1,000 other birds, all the birds are aser. That's tzipor mitzora. This usa'ar nazir, the hair of the nazir. When the nazir comes to purify himself, he has to shave off his head, all his hair, and all that hair is aser bahana. Now, if all those shavings get mixed up with others, it becomes aser. With the sheitel, you see this hair is worth something. So you know that hair is, if it's a long hair, it can be worth something, so it's a davar chashuv. We'll see that all these things have to be considered davar chashuv. Next one is petar chamor. The petar chamor is the oldest offspring of a donkey. You have to be redeemed with a seh and give the seh to the kohen. And so long as it hasn't been redeemed, it's aser bahana. So I guess, I'm assuming that it's the petar chamor before it's redeemed, because after it's redeemed, who cares? It must be before it's redeemed and gets mixed up with other donkeys. Here's an interesting one. Ubasar b'chalav. Read that what that is in a moment, and then the Mishnah has a list of a few others that are not, especially this one, are not necessarily in all the girsos. The sayer hamishtaleach, the sayer on Yom Kippur that gets sent away to the Azazel is aser b'hana, therefore it's aser b'tarovus b'elach. The problem is that in what case would it be that the sayer Azazel becomes mixed in? You can't determine if it's before it gets thrown off the cliff. It's got a big red string wrapped around it, so you kind of know which one it is. The string fell off. Okay. That could be. If it gets tossed off the mountain, well, then it got destroyed and ripped into pieces. So where's the davar chashuv there to make it aser? So the chulin shenishkatu ba'azara, and if you shechted a non-consecrated animal in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, that animal is an aser bahana. And if you cooked, right? Rashi says chulin ba'azara. It doesn't say. The question is going to be what it is. I think it is that if you cooked a piece of it, right? If you cooked a piece of it with other pieces of meat, it becomes asers the whole thing. They could get that case of what's basar b'chalav, because you know basar b'chalav is shishim. So what does it mean basar b'chalav is in the vatel just the kolshenu? So Rashi says, so basar b'chalav, it's actually a Rashi's in brackets. I'm not sure why. He says, "Bas v'chol chatichas basar." The case is a piece of meat shen nizbashla b'chalev that was already cooked with milk. The ne'esra b'no Saint Tom. So there was less than a 60th ratio, and therefore the milk and meat have combined. The milk and meat have combined, and therefore this piece is now considered basar b'chalev. So it's not okay. We'll see in a second. But it's arba be'el chatichos asros kulam b'hat nana. And then that piece falls into other, you know, that big piece of shoulder steak falls into other 1,000 pieces of steak. V'hai chana savar basar b'chalev yisr b'hana. This Mishnah holds that basar b'chalev is asr b'hana. De pluktahu b'chol ha-basar b'shkir z'chol. It's a b'chol z'chol and d'chol t'zayin whether basar b'chalev is asr b'hana. It says, v'yeshe l'medim. There are those who learn Mishnah Seinu. The basar b'chalev b'mashu. The basar b'chalev is asr. The idea that basar b'chalev, we have a mixture, it's asr b'mashu. Rashi's Tosos quotes this by Rabbi Seinu Shal Rashi. I guess Rashi is about to say that they're wrong, doesn't want to say it's his Rebbe's. He goes, Visvurin, and they hold the Hai Bechol Shehu, that when it says Kol Shehu in our Mishnah, the Katani, can go Tipas Chalav Shenafel Kedera, O Chatichas Basar Katana Shenafel Kedera, Vafilu Bein Nosin, Ein Bein Nosin Tam. They hold maybe if a drop of milk falls onto the meat, or a small piece of chicken meat falls into the porridge, it would be Aser. He goes, but Tosu be Adam. So they're mistaken. Number one, the Hamif Arshinam Gemara, the Tana Davar Minyan Gatani. We can see in a moment that one of the similarities of the cases in our Mishnah, these are all considered Davar Chashav, an important item. Davar Chashav is not necessarily Batel, so it's an important item. Well, a tipa of milk or a small piece of meat is not Davar Chashav, so why would that can't be the case? Rabbi Shun the Darkul Imanos, there are Davar Chashav that people count individually below Batel. The e bebasser shnasar of tamo bechalav kamayr yotibus chalav snofik adera miyav davar shemminyan. It's not davar shemminyan. The od haukimna we've established all over the place. We've established kol yisir usurin shabatora all yisurin shabatora shaloba mino mimish enu mino. We always say it's been no same time. But filu l'rav u'shmuel even according to Rav u'shmuel the amri b'mashahu even when they say it's b'mashahu b'shalomino right if it's not b'mino. Mozu, they agree to this, I guess. Okay. Throughout the entire Besat Schulin, we're assuming that Bas B'chalev has been no same time. Okay, then he says, Sa'ir Nazir, he says, okay, so we're talking about Dabra Chashav, what's the hair of the Nazir? So I alluded to it also, like with the hair, make a shake out of it. He says, Sa'ir Nazir, Dabra Hanim Kabraminyan, it's also something that's sold by itself, Hu Kamag Gizos Beselav, Osim Sakin. It's something that the shearings, that they would make these bags, they would make these baskets out of them. So it's a Dabra Chashav. Okay. How do you know it? They told us. Okay, that's part of the drasha. I don't understand what the question is. We don't. So they're talking about another case here. The case of where it's mixed with no sin tam, that's when the tipa falls in. Here, Rashi's pointing out that the case is we have a piece, a big important piece of basar b'chalev that falls into another 1,000 pieces. It's a piece of meat that's already contained the chalev in it, then it falls into other pieces of meat. It's not batal even in 1,000. Tana by Kachashiv. So the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, what is the Tana's considerations and what are his requirements in order to count in this Mishnah as being an item that's mevatel even b'kol shul? E davar shebimini Kachashiv. If the qualifications are that things are that are davar Kachashiv. Rashi says e davar Kachashiv, right? E davar shebimini Kachashiv. Davar shebimini is things that you would sell. What? That you would count and sell individually. You don't sell an egg individually. That's davar shemini. You sell a dozen eggs, but you sell a piece of meat. So if it's davar shemini kachashiv, so listen nami chatichos nevelo. Then it also should include pieces of nevelo, because even though they're aser ba'achila and mutaris ba'anah, but if they mix 1,000 into 1,000, they should become aser, because it's also it's nimkor b'minyan. It's sold as a piece, right? Rashi says, e davar shemini kachashiv mishum de darko limanos, because it's you typically count it. Lo batil, afilu lavi surahana, even if it doesn't have a surahana, nechav nami chatichas nevela. Ve'iye surahana kachashiv, and if the only thing your qualifications are, if the only character traits you're looking for is isuri hana, so listne nami chametz and pesach. So then include also chametz and pesach should be aser. It's aser b'hana. So if, I guess, a piece of chametz falls into 1,000, or a loaf of chametz falls into 1,000 loaves of non-chametz, it should all become aser. So, what? That's why I said a loaf. A loaf.
A loaf.
Yeah, that's why I said a loaf. Right? But we're not even doing davar shemini because davar shemini was the first qualification.
Right.
Now we're saying if it's only something that's asur b'hana, so maybe it's even something that's not davar shemini. So the Gemara, I don't know what the Havim of the Gemara is. So you found two characteristics. Obviously, it's both. So that's what the Gemara says. So rechibar abav itim rabbi yitzchak nafcha hatana this mishnah tarti isle. He needs two things in order to count. It has to be davar shemini. This sure enough, it has to be both. Rashi says the ikot tarti the chishivusa. The chashiv asr did who? It has to have two character traits. Who do? If it has both of them, then it's not batal. Aba chametz, interesting. Aba chametz prusa v'pesach, but a slice of bread on Pesach or a slice of yeast or something that's a slice. Ho ve'ein darko limonos batal. Since it's not something that is typically counted, it becomes batal. I don't know. I thought we said that chametz v'pesach is asr v'mashu. Number two, chametz v'pesach is a davar sheishlo matirin. That's another reason why we say that chametz is not batal because it's davar sheish. What?
Clearly.
Well, that's what Rashi's answer about davar sheish matirin. But yeah, okay. Let me go. Like, what do you need for? All right. He says chametz with prusa b'pesach hove ain't dark l'umanos batal. So he's saying a chametz on Pesach that it's not something that count becomes batal. It would become batal. Umashuch echad mehen l'nahar, and you just it seems like it's only aser b'hanos. So you just throw one of them into the river. Rashan notin l'kalbol. The rest you give to your dog. The chatichas nevela, the piece of nevela, afagav davar shemini dos, even though it's something that's important, you would count individually. Kaver delav isra nohu, since it's not an isra nah, then butla beruba. The chad shod of the klavim, and you throw one to the dogs. Ve'einach sharulach b'chila, and the rest amurtu b'chila. I would say, not for a Jew, but for the ger. That's interesting. The Rashi is saying that if you have something that comes butel, you have to throw in a piece. Which is a machlokus rishonim, but then the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. Machlokus rishonim is, let's say you have three. I don't know, you have three pieces of, three pieces of hot dog, small little hot dog or something like that. They get mixed together, one straif. It's batel b'rov. So can you eat all three of them? It's a three-way machlokas. One shita says, no, you can't eat all three of them. You have to throw one of them away. One shita says you can eat all three of them, but not at the same time. Because each time you eat it, you can say, oh, that's the one that's kosher. And one shita says, no, batel, you can eat all three of them. Rashi here seems to be saying that, holding like one of those shitas, you have to throw it away. Okay? So the Gemara then says, if that is the characteristics of these items that the qualifications ought to be listed, it has to be a davar chashuv, an important thing that would be counted on its own. And asur b'hana, I have other cases. The listnei, so why don't they list egoze perach urimone badan? So what are those things? Well, you have the article, so I'll tell you. Rashi says egoze perach. I mean, these are some sort of nuts. Perach is a place. It goes in from Perach, the Chain Rimoni Badan, the pomegranates from Badan. Rashi says, "If Imshel Orla Osho Kleir Kerem, these must have been really, really nice fruits, nice produce. So if they are either Orla, meaning they are the first three years of their being grown, Osho Kleir Kerem Hain, or they are somehow came about through an illicit mixture, Vinis Arvu BeElef Kulan Yidlku, they got mixed with 1,000." Nevertheless, they all have to be burnt, meaning they're not batal. So why don't we list those things, right? Because the davar shiv minyan, these are important items that will be counted individually. The isura hanahu, and they're all isura hanah. So the Mugbar answers, they are listed. They're listed in a different Mishnah. They were listed over there, because that's when they were discussing it. Hatanale hasam, it's already listed there in the Mishnah in Orla, in Paragimel of Orla. There, the Mishnah there counts egozi perech, harimoni badan, and other things that asur their ta'aroves, they asur the mixture, because they're davar chashuv, right? Because the Mishnah there says, ha-ro'i la-orla orla, the ha-ro'i la-klai-kerem, klai-kerem. Meaning anything that would be, right, Rashi says, or Rashi doesn't say, anything that would be orla puts characteristics of orla into the whole mixture. Anything that's klai-kerem puts characteristics of klai-kerem into the entire mixture. So they are mentioned. They're just not mentioned in this Mishnah, because here we're mentioning other things. Which bothered me, though, because the Mishnah then mentions Yayin Nesach. But Yayin Nesach was already mentioned in previous Mishnayos. So maybe you can simply say, because Yayin Nesach is the topic of the Perek, and therefore it's mentioned here also. So they mentioned other things that I guess weren't mentioned in the Mishnah Orla. So the Gemara then asks, well, wait a second, I can ask the following question. The listnei, the Mishnah should include, Kikarosh Shobal Abayis Lin Chametz BePesach. These big loaves of the Baal of owned by the Baal Abayis on Pesach. Right? Rashi says, the davar shebeminyan hu, the isurei hana. They're davar shebeminyan, and they're asur b'hana, they're asur b'kolshu. If 1,000, I don't know, the bread must, It's either the bread used to be cooked more like matzos, or the matzos used to be cooked more like bread, that you could confuse the two. Nowadays, if we had a loaf of bread fall into a mixture of non-chametz, you probably can tell. So, or maybe it's the yeast. No, it's not the yeast. He says kikaros. So he says, okay, you're right.
Yeah, since our homemade loaf, maybe that's different.
Okay, but my homemade loaf of bread also does not look like my. Just, and they must have looked differently. They just, and they, until they came to Eastern Europe, they used to cook the breads on the back of the on the bowls, and they would heat them up like the pita on the outside.
They were like
flatbreads, right? Okay, so man shamasle the amor lay. Rabbi Akiva, basically, who is the person who holds that these kikaros, these homemade breads, are considered davar chashuv? It's Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva is mentioned in that Mishnah there in Orla. Hatan lehasam, Rabbi Akiva mosif af kikaros shuv alavayis. Rabbi Akiva actually adds them. So the only shita who holds that these are davar chashuv is Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva mentions these already in the Mishnah in Orla. So they are all mentioned. So you don't have any other cases that fit these two characteristics and are not mentioned in the Mishnayis, that they don't aser the kosher. Again, a lot of these things were not like small, we're talking about davar chashuv. So then you have to go back to the Mishnah and go through each case to figure out, that's why we read Rashi before, and to figure out each case of why it's a davar chashuv or not. So the Gemara says, Hare Elu. Right? At the end of the Mishnah, it says, Hare Elu Asur Ma'osur Mekosher. So the Yerushalmi doesn't do this, but the Babli, whenever there's a cloud, like a generalization in the Mishnah, tries to figure out what that generalization is coming to do. Sometimes the Yerushalmi just says, it's just summing up and give you an explanation. Like it's a way to remember. The Babi also learned something from it. So what's the Babi learning from it over here? L'mu'ute mai. What's that coming to exclude? So either you can say, L'mu'ute davish of minyam la'vi sur hana. It's coming to exclude something that is counted individually, but not asur ba'ana, like the piece of the vela. Oy inami, or it's coming to exclude l'mu'ute isuri hana, so it's asur ba'ana, below davish of minyam. But it's not counted individually, like a slice of bread, like the prusa chametz on Pesach, which is asur ba'ana, but that's davish of minyam. Okay. Finish that. One second. Fine. Yayin Nesech, the Mishnah continues. So Yayin Nesech, Shenafal Labor. So we have Yayin Nesech that falls into a pit. Kulo, all the wine, is Asr Bahana, because the Yayin Nesech asers a kolshu. So again, I think this doesn't go either. Since we said kama batel, that as it falls in, it becomes batel. This must be either be a case of where like an entire barrel fell in at once. So therefore, it overwhelmed the boar. Right? He says kulo aser bahana, or and you'll see in a moment, or it's going to be, yeah, that must be the case. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer that the mixture is not aser bahana. Rather, you market kulo lo olikachavim chutz b'nei yayin nesach shavo. You sell the entire all the wine to a guy, and you subtract the value of the yayin nesach, or the approximate value of the yayin nesach that fell in. So basically, you sell $1,000 worth of wine for $900. You subtract what it is. So what's the case?
So that can't be the case because it says the entire mixture is forbidden.
That's a Tanakama. Rosh says it's not. That's the machlokas. Amarav, Rav says, Halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, meaning not all the wine is asr b'hana. But when is that? He says only chavis b'chavis. He passes like Rav Shimon Gamliel only when it is barrels. It's not the actual liquid gets mixed. It's barrels containing the liquids that get mixed up together. Then it's very easy to separate. They have 1,000 barrels. One of the barrels is Yayin Nesech. So what do? I sell 1,000 barrels for the value of 999. And then the other value, and I don't get the value of that barrel. Avalo yayin v'yayin, but not the case that we described in the Mishnah, the way I described it. Maybe the Mishnah talks about a different case. Not the way that I described the Mishnah, where the liquid actually gets mixed together. Right, Rashi says, chavis v'chavis, d'shak yilchada, you take one barrel, v'shadi v'nahara, and you toss it in the river, v'enach nishtar b'ana, they're not permitted, because it's not permitted b'ana. About yayin shenis arabi yayin kulo aser b'ana. When the actual liquid gets mixed, he would say it's all aser b'ana. That is how Rav says the halachas follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. Avalo yayin b'yayin. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says afil yayin b'yayin. No, the halachas was like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Even if the liquid gets mixed together, it's not all aser. You just sell the wine then you deduct the price of the wine that fell in. Begin Amar Rabbi Baruchanan Rabbi Yochanan and sell to the Rabbi Baruchanan saying that these are the best lines. Amar Rabbi Baruchanan Amar Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Yain B'Yain. He also Rishulam Leil even if it's wine, if it's liquid, getting mixed with liquid. Begin Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nasan Amar Rabbi Chanina Afilu Yain B'Yain. Even wine and wine. Begin Amar Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Baravu Afilu Yain B'Yain. They all say Afilu Yain B'Yain. Amar Rabbi Nachman Halacha L'Maisa. What's Halacha L'Maisa meaning? What do you do? Yain Nesech Yain B'Yain Aser. Despite what everybody else says, if it's wine mixed to wine, it's Aser B'Hana. Chavis bechavis, if it's barrels get mixed together, mutter. But stam yenam, if it's stam yenam, and Tosos has said throughout the Masechta that all Goyish and wine bismanazeh is stam yenam because they don't know betiv nischol, they don't know how to be menasech. Tosos said all the time, the stam yenam, I feel yayim beyayim mutter. If it gets mixed together, even the liquid gets mixed together, it's mutter banah. So what do you do in that situation? Just sell the gut, you sell it minus the amount. Right, Rashi says, "Stam yin afilu yain yain mutter b'hana chutz mitamei osok yain." And Rashi says, "V'chein alacha." Gemara of Ozor, just getting to the end, so where we start at the beginning, is just so fascinating because it's one of the few mesechas we actually see Rashi and Tosfos paskening. It was so lemaisa for them, drinking the wine and commingling with the guy, and it was just so lemaisa for them that Tosfos is a posik and Rashi is a posik. We are typically throughout Shas, they are not. That's part of it. That's why it's Solomaisa. But it's very, very, you know, they don't see often, I mean, you don't see often Rashi saying, V'chein halacha. You don't see Tosfos going back and forth. These massive Tosfos go back and forth. The story happened like this way, the Re said this, Rabbi Tam said this, we do it like this. Why, it's constantly just debating what the Lamaisa is. Fine. I don't know if we said it yesterday. I wasn't here. But I don't know. But Tosfos says throughout the Masechta that all yain that might have been then, but all wine today's day and age, none of it's yain nesach. He says it's not yain nesach. They don't do it. They don't know how to do it. Okay. Now the Mishnah for the next, I guess, 2.5 glad talks about kashering. It's very halacha lemaisa. We should all be finished by now. But it's. Well, us poor folk who are staying home for the Passover holiday. Right, okay. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about how you kosher a gat. Gat is the vat, right, and the wine press. I think it's the press. It's where they would walk on the grapes. So how you kosher it if a goy was in there. So a goy was in there, so he made the wine. Yainesach. So gat shall even. So if it's a stone press, right, shezifta ove kochavim. So the Obi Kochavim actually covered it with zephet, with this sort of tar. Rashi says, Gatshel Eved Shezifta Obi Kochavim, V'orcha Lemimre Bechamra Porta, L'avure Kutra de Zifta. They used to mix in this gat, I'm not going to call it tar, it's some sort of tar, something like that. They used to mix in it wine in order to remove the pungency of the tar. So how does he define zephes? It's a zifta. Pitch. Okay. So he pitched it with this. So therefore, the guy puts it on there. So now you have this wine on the pitch. So how do you clean it out? Do you want to use it? Minagva. You wipe it down. And Rashi says, "Mefarsh b'mor b'mayim ve'efer." You put in ash and the water to wipe it out. V'itahora. Then it's good to use. Then it's good to go. Vishal eitz. If it's wooden, if it's a wooden gat, Rebbe Omer. Yina gave. It's the same thing as the Evan. You do this niguv. But Chum say no, it's not enough. You have to actually yiklof es hazefes. You have to peel off the pitch, and then you can clean it. And then you clean it out. Bishal cheres, if it's made out of clay, or made out of cheres, or made out of earthenware. Afa pisha kalif es hazefes, even if you peel off the pitch, hareza asura, it's usur. You have to fix it the way you're supposed to fix cheres, because the cheres is baleya. It absorbs it completely. Why Rashi says for Shalcheres, he says Kasaka Daitach. Right now, Divrei Hakolhi. We think that this line goes according to everybody. Mishum the Cheres Gufa below Zifta Boilei Lechamra. The Cheres itself is going to absorb the wine that's in this pitch. Amar Rava. Rava says Amar Rava. that which we said, that you have to wipe out the stone, one of stone, that's dafka zifta. That's only if, specifically, if it was put pitch on it. Aval darachba, but if you went the next step, and he put pitch on it, and then actually used the press, and he pressed with the press, Amarava, dafka zifta. What you have to clean it out is only if there was pitch on it. Aval, but if he was darachba, but without putting pitch on it. If he was darachba without putting pitch on it, Rashi says, b'she'ena zufusa, lo boy nigav eladacha. You don't even need to wipe it out. You just need to rinse it. You just need a quick rinse. Mar says, pshita. It's pasha that that's the case, right? That you don't need this nigav, right? Because nigav, we said, was with water and with ashes. Rather, because it says zifta tanan. Our Mishnah says, if it was pitched, that's what, so if it's not pitched, you don't need it. So Mar says, no, ma'od tema, you would have thought, hu hadin afilu darachba. That would be the same thing, even if he used it without putting the pitch on it, you'd have to do the niguv. V'haydei katani zifta, so why does it say dafka lashon zifta? Orcha de milsa katani. Because that is just the derech that people used to do it. People used to just do it that way, they used to put the zephis in there. Kamashma, no, that's not what Rav is coming to teach us, is that no, but don't learn that. Meaning the Mishnah is dafka. If he puts the zephis on it, then you have to do the niguv, which is a higher level. If there's no zephis on it, and he was just dorich in it, then you can just rinse it out. You can just rinse it out with the.
So where do we learn elsewhere that you can't catch a wooden kli? Yeah, you seem to be able to.
Can't kosher a wooden kli.
We're going to get to it tomorrow.
It depends on how you use it. Remember, here everything here is being used with cold. Nothing here is hot. So that's the difference. Also, this is all cold. Okay. So Ika de Amri, there are those who say Amar Rava. The Rava said as follows: Dafka zifta. It's only you can do this nigov if he just pitched it. Aval darachba. But if he, I think his case here is if he put the pitch on and then walked in the press. Lo sagile benigov. Then legov is not enough. Then you would have to even peel it off. So even in the stone case, where we just say that you can do the nigov, that's only if he just pitched it, but haven't used it yet. But combine it, then I guess by trampling on the grapes and with the wine, everything inside the zephis, it transfers. It would transfer in, and you wouldn't need more than nigov. He says, "Avol darpa." Rashi says, "Ovikachavim begas mizu fefes with a pitched gat." Lo sagle benigov ela bekilo. If you have to peel it off, mishum da ayel chamra bepili de zifta, because then the wine comes in. Okay. Where it says again, pshita, that's pasha, zifta tanan. It says zifta in there. So ma'adu tamehu adin afilu darach ba'al yuthu, that the din is the same, that you only need nigov, even if he trampled in there, ba'al dekani zifta orcha de milskatani. So it's just a zifta, because that's the darach, that you put the pitch in. Or you put wine in the press when you're putting the pitch on. But kamash v'lan, daka zifta darach ba'al lo sagla benigov. But if you did darach in there, so basically now you have three situations, at least when it comes to the stone. You have number one, if he was just zifta, then you have niguf. If he wasn't zifta but trampled, then you have to do, then it's just enough to do hadaka. It's fine to do hadaka. If he was did both zifta and trampled on it, then it's not enough zifta. Then you have to do kiluf. You have to peel it off and do a more thorough cleaning. Okay. There was a case of a person that came before Rabbi Chiya. So what happened here? So I think the case was you have a person whose press was pitched by a guy. Okay, so this guy came before Rabbi Chiya. Amr Leh, so the person said to Rabbi Chiya, Haile Gavra de Dachi Le Me'etzartai. Give me a person who knows what he's talking about. Find me a rabbi who can be matar my guy. Find me the right rabbi. Amr Leh, so Rav Chiya says to Rav, who's his nephew, Rav Chiya says to Rav, Zil Bahadeh, go with this person, v'chazi delo mitzavachas alay bnei drasha, and see what's going on there. Try to figure out a good way to kasher his gut, so you don't, meaning that he doesn't lose all his wine, and I don't have to come scream at me in the base measures. Azul chazei dahavi shia tvei. So Rav went with him, and he saw that this that this got, that this wine press was really, really smooth. There were no holes. So maybe he's less concerned. There's no rivets. There's no cracks. He's not so concerned with the absorption. Again, everything here is cold. He's not so concerned with the absorption. So Amar, so Rav says, Ha vaidai bin niguv sagile. Here, this got, you definitely just need to wipe it down. You just need the niguv. It's the afar on the niguv. You just need the you can, that's enough. Bahade dika azil va'ase. So as Rav is getting up to leave, chazapili mituse. He saw these rivets, I guess, under the stone, and he saw that they were filled with moisture, they were filled with wine. So now he's like, oh, it's not so smooth. So now he's more concerned about the absorption. But Amar, he says, no, halo sagile b'niguv. It's not enough just to put the ash and wash it out. It's not enough just to wipe it down. Ella b'kiluf. We need to kiluf, which I think means you have to peel off, the pitch. So behindu the Amar li chavivi. And this is what Chavivi, this is what Rav says, the Amalei Chavivi. Chavivi is a Lashon for my beloved, and the beloved is Dodi. So Chavivi is a nickname Rav gave to his uncle. How the Amalei Chavivi, Chazivu Metzavka Leibim Medrasha. Make sure you do it in a way that they don't scream at me in the base medrash. Make sure you do it in a way you find the right answer. Because don't cause any wine to be lost. Had he decided and paskin that it was enough just with the Niguv, so then he would cause the person's wine to be ruined because it would turn out that it would get absorbed by the other wine would come in. So that's why the second part happened where he saw the rivets and therefore said he had and told him he has to do kiluf, and by doing the kiluf, he was able to kasher it. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Hagat. Right? This is what they use to trample. Again, hagat. Viha machatz. This is the receptacle that they would use to bring the boar to the barrel, right? They would bring the right. Rashi says, "Machatz kli shadolim bo min habor lechavis." They would take from the pit into the barrel. That's what they would use to bring it in. He says, and Rashi points, and he says, "Veha mashpech," which I believe is the pitcher. That's where they would pour from one kli to another kli. Shel ovi kachavim. They all belong to a guy. Rashi says here, "Bishelcheres askina." We're talking about earthenware. Mitekatani seifos shel eitzes leven. The seifos we're talking about the eitz and eleven case. This we're talking about earthenware. So you have these cases, these things that belong to the ovekachavim. Rebbe matir bin niguv. Rebbe says you can use these kalim after you do niguv. And Rashi again said niguv is with the ashes and the water. Chachamim osrim. But the Chachamim say it's Asr. You can't use them. Umode Rebbe b'kankanim shel ovi Chachamim shehein asurim. But he agrees to the Chachamim that if you have these barrels, I guess, of the Goyim, that those are Asr. Right? So let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Rebbe mati b'niguv, l'kam aparach v'anan t'nam b'shocheres hafi shakilif ha-zefes l'sura. Rebbe says you can use it with niguv, but we just say in the Mishnah that b'cheres you have to do peel it. Okay, but he's mode b'kankanim shocheres. He says, "Afu pisha aim zufafim shasurim." And here's how you figure: if you cash on the cheres, she yimalum gimel yomim. You fill them 3 days in a row. Uma aron me esla es. Because the minimum aim amidum. We send that flama gimel. You fill up with water for 3 days. Pour them out. Fill with water for 3 days. Pour it out. Fill with water for 3 days. He says that's how you. So now the question is, why does Rebbe say that the barrels are aser? Why hefresh ben zelazeh? What's the difference between the kankanim and the other kalim that we mentioned? He says, Zemach nisu b'kiyum. The kankanim are used typically for long usage, and therefore if it winds in there longer, there's more absorption. Ve'ze emach nisu b'kuyum. But the gat, the machat, the mashmech, they're not items that are typically used to keep the wine there for a long time. Therefore, we're makel on them, and you can just use the niguv. Then the brisa continues, Shel eitz v'shel even yinagev. But when it comes to, if the gats and the machats and the mashmech are of stone or of wood, and I guess they're not filled with pitch, yinagev. You can just do the niguv, imayim uzufafin, but if they are filled with the pitch, then they are surim. Then they're asur until you peel it off. So Gemara says, all right, v'hatnan, our Mishnah say, gachal even shezifta obikachavim minagva v'hi tohora. Did our Mishnah say that a gachal even, you can just do niguv? Why here are you saying here that if they were pitch on it, they're asur until you do the peeling? So he says, no, Masnisa in our case is the Lodarachba. Our case where it just had the pitch put on it, but they didn't actually use it. Or Brisa the Darachba, it's where they actually used it, so therefore there's more absorption, therefore you have to do the peeling, and the Niguv is not sufficient. Amamar, learned in the Brisa, Hagat v'hamachat v'meshapech shel ovi chachavim, Rebbe Matir b'Niguv. Rebbe says it's Mutter b'Niguv, v'chachavim asurim, avahan antanan shel cheres, af alpisha kalav v'zazefes harezo asura. Our Mishnah said, and that's why I pointed out before, I thought that was a different call, the Mishnah said, if it's shel cheres, even if you peel off the zephes, it becomes usser. You have to do the, you have to fix it with the 3 days. So who's, what's going on here? Rebbe says it's matir b'niguf. The Mishnah says you can't. So Amar Rava, no. Sefer the Masnisan, asan the Rabbanan. The Sefer of Mishnah is not a divrei kol, like we said, and Rashi pointed out. That Sefer the Mishnah is only going according to Shita Rabbanan. You have to read the Mishnah. The Chachom Omer Yiklos the zephes v'shal cheres. And the Chachamim also say Bishal Cheres Alpha Bishal Kalaf as a Zefes Arizu Asura. It's only Shita Chachamim. It's not the Shita of Rebbe. Darash Rava, Rava Darshind Naava Artarchu. If you want to use the Gat that was completely Asur, you can. You want to use it right away. You can do. You can do. You can pour hot water on there. Pour hot water on there, that kashers it right away. Pouring the hot water. So, Tosfos, we haven't talked about 10 minutes, okay. So, right, Rav, it says, Nava Artachu, let's go to Rashi. Nava Artachu, it's like one, two, three, like four or five lines into where they get water on the bottom. Right, Hagat Hertichu Birodchim. Just warm it up with hot water. Nava Kimo Yutufana, as we quote to the Pasuk is. So, what's going on here? Rashi says, Tosfos says, Dorash Rava Nava Artochu, Perish Higilu Hagisios Hagidolim, that you just did Gilu, you Hagola, you put the boiling water in there, and that's good. So now the problem is, what happens here? How'd you get the boiling water in there? You didn't pour water in there and then boil it from underneath, because you don't do that. You poured it in. So now you have what's called, it's Eroi. It's Eroi Kli Rishon. Now, Iroi Kli Rishon is Iroi Kli Rishon enough. That's a major machlokas we showed him. Rashi Tosfos springs down. Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam. From here, Rabbeinu Tam proves Iroi, that pouring from a Kli Rishon, Ki Kli Rishon. It's the same thing as if you boiled it up. So if I pour hot water, boiling hot water, it's the same thing as if I boiled hot water in the pot. Right, Mido Amar Hacha, because here we say the Al Yedei Iroi, by pouring it, Mafud Hayayin Habalul Begat. It expels, expunges the wine that's absorbed into in the gut. It must be talking about pouring. Hacha, shari hagat gedolo kveda. It's really heavy, the gat, and it's really heavy and really big. She'en yecholim l'tato l'toch yura murutachas kadei lagila. You can't put it to something else to do hagala. In this case, you're taking your kiddush cup and tossing it into your pot. It's too big. Ela akorchach al yedei iroi ka'amar. We're talking about pouring. V'hashta kevin dahalik kli rishon. And therefore, it's like a kli rishon. Im kain, Hani Kalim Shenesu Aide Kli Rishon, Sogil Hubahagala De Iroi. Anything that becomes also like Kli Rishon, like any of the Kalim that we have, you can kasher it, the Rabbi Tam says, by pouring boiling hot water on it. Because pouring boiling hot water from a Kli Rishon is the same thing as if it's in the Kli Rishon. But his brother argues, Aval Rashbam Cholik Al Rabbeinu Tam, he argues, well, Omer, the Iroi Kli Sheni. No. The Kli Rishon is what's in there. When you pour it out, it has the din of a Kli Sheni, and therefore it's not sufficient to kasher. The Iroi Kli Shenihu Legamrei. But why here is a good enough with by the Gat? V'hadu Mashma Hocha the Gat Sagli Be Iroi. He says Shani Yei Nesef Tashmisho Deitzonen. He says the difference is wine here is not hot water. It's not hot. It's all cold. So if it's all cold, then the Iroi works. Then the Kli Shenihu, the hot water from a Kli Shenihu will work. If you use something with heat, you can't tell me that if you use something with heat, Rashbam says that you can just do Iroi. Then you have to do Hagola. That's a machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. He says, "V'ikot divrei Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam Masechah Shabbos." The main machlokas in Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam is Masechah Shabbos. It comes up halacha lemaisa when you want to warm a baby bottle on Shabbos. So you want to warm a baby bottle on Shabbos. You can't put the baby bottle into the hot water. You can't warm it up like that. So you pour. You take the kettle. Simple ways. Take from the kettle, pour it to the kishen, then pour it into the. But you pour from the kettle directly onto the bottle to warm it up. So if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Right, if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, so we'll get to that in a second. That's where it comes. So how does it work? So if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, it would be usher, because the pouring is a Kli Rishon. If you hold like Rashbam, it would be mutter, because it's like a Klisheni. So then it would be
why would it be Klisheni?
There's a count because it's not in the klirishon anymore. It's out of the klirishon.
But you're pouring it directly on.
But you're pouring it leaves the klirishon and therefore it has the status of a klisheni according to Rashbam.
So
klirishon would only be
to the bottle that milk it, that the formula is in is klisheni.
No, the water itself is klisheni and the bottle itself would be klishlishi according to Rashbam. But so he says in the end he goes we don't paskin either of them. At the end, the halacha is we say that kli rishon, that iroi kli rishon is only mevashal kedei klipa. It only is mevashal the outside, the outer layer. So even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you would be able to pour the water onto the bottle, because even though it's considered kli rishon coming when it's the water coming out from kli rishon, it's only mevashal the outside of the bottle. The outside of the bottle is not the milk. It's on, and the inside of the bottle is the milk, and that doesn't have the status of being cooked by a kli rishon. But it's a very halacha lemaisa tosos regarding whether it's hagala. Can you use? So we say that hagala is mevashli klipa. So if it's something, I guess you have to ask, like maybe the kitchen sink or something that's smooth, and you're not so worried about things going in, you only have to mevashli the klipa. So you could, how else do you? I mean, you could leave it, I guess. But how else do you kasher the kitchen sink? That people do. They pour the boiling. Everyone, I think, here did that pretty much. You pour the boiling hot.
Over it.
Yeah, you pour it all over it. We make sure you make every spot. That's how we did it. Okay. Rava, okay, ki have mishader gulfe le harpanya. So Rava would send, I think he would be sending through a guy, empty barrels to a place called harpanya. Okay, v'sachif lehu apunya, he would turn the barrels upside down, v'chosim lehu abitzrayu, and then he would tie something on them and make a tie. It seems to be that it was some sort of a double seal. Kasavar, because he hold, kol davar shemachniso lekiyum, afilu lefisho, gazer barabanan. He was concerned that the guy would put in wine into the barrel. It's only a short trip, and we just said if it's only there for a short amount of time. He says, it's not just something that it's only there for a short amount of time. It's anything that would be used for something to store. The Chachamim made a gzera that you'd have to clean them out more thoroughly. So these barrels, gazer barabanan, that you can't, that they would be, you'd have a problem, that you would have to have a there would be a problem, therefore he made it that he couldn't use it, right? Rashi says, Kol klisha machnis lakim afil ein mos lo kachavim elafisha gozer be rabbana kinyayin atzmo ki hechid lo lesi lishui biyadu kachavim. If you just said, oh, the barrel is only there for a short amount of time, then what would end up happening is that we keep it longer, store it longer, so they made a gzera that anything that is used for storage is like the wine itself, and therefore you'd have to be very careful with transporting it. So therefore you don't want the guy to use it, so he did this double seal. Okay. But stop here. I think this continues. Tomorrow they continue. Okay, so now we talk about niglub and all these things. Well, how do you actually go about doing it? We mentioned with the ashes and the water. Tomorrow that's where Gemara gets it from. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a today's Pesach. Tomorrow, tonight's Chag HaMatzos. Today's Pesach. Everyone have Chag Pesach.
Tomorrow we're doing labs in here, Tom.